Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, your battery's full. You can terminate charging. You got 40 amp hours on it now. And we've got a couple of requests for data here.
Okay, we were just talking about that. I'll tell Bill, stop. Okay, what are your requests?
The first one is first time somebody's down in the equipment bay, we'd like to get another reading on your RCS temperatures. So six test meter readings.
Okay.
And the other one is the boys in the back.
We just read them again.
Beg your pardon?
We just read the RCS thruster temperatures again, and they're all pegged high.
Okay, good deal, Frank. The other one is the boys in the back room. Would like sometime when everybody's awake, if you'd fire up both cabin fans for about 5 minutes, they'd like to see what the delta temperature is on the telemetry when you get it, the stagnation broken down and get some flow going over it. So if you can see your way clear to do that, we'd like to see it sometime when everybody's up.
We had that running before in the flight. Did they check it then?
You mean early in the game when you were cool?
Yeah, when we were cool, right.
Yeah, they got that data and they were kind of interested in seeing what it looks like when the cabin's nice and warm and the temperature indicator is reading on the high side to see how the delta works in the other direction.
Okay, coming on.
Okay, thank you.
What else, Jerry?
That's it, Frank. Another thing, Frank, is we just want to remind you that there's no charge needed on A battery.
Hey, listen, this cabin fan, one of them sounds like it's got a bad bearing. We're going to turn it off. It's got a real squeal to it.
Okay, Frank.
Sounds like it's got something in it.
That must be Bill's teddy bear.
Say again?
That must be Bill's teddy bear.
I don't know, but there's something in there. We'll try them again one at a time, see if we can determine which one's got the noise.
Roger.
Number two is really bad. It's got a bad bearing and it whines like mad, so we're not going to turn it on.
Roger, thank you.
We're not going to try number one either. They may have something might have got in both of them, Jerry.
Okay, Frank, that's fine.
Sounds like that MG starter here.
I'm afraid to turn my starter on now. It's been so long.